everyone. Welcome to the show, My So-Called Fabulous. I'm Tiffany. Welcome, everyone. And I am sitting in the Dallas studio with an icon, okay? If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see this fabulous man and I talk about life experience at the grand age of in their 90s. I'm going to let him explain his age. But everyone, I'm so honored to introduce you. Many of you Dallasites and Dallas-Fort Worth people know Leonard Volk. Welcome to the show. Welcome here today. I'm so glad to see you today.
Thank you, Tiffany.
So great. So great. I cannot wait to dig in because we have so many things to talk about. Your history, I'm just going to name a few things that you've done and then we're going to go away with it. But you went to Yale. You're a Yale guy.
Yes.
Graduated MIT, right?
Right.
You decided to go to Europe, which changed your career path. But one of the universities, I think, was MIT. You studied architecture, right? So you are an architect. You are a photographer, and we're going to talk about you're also an author. Your family, and you can tell more about that, Volk Department Stores in Dallas, in Highland Park Village, am I right? That's how everything, that's your namesake, correct?
Yes.
So all of those said, I want everyone to just take a step back and listen to the next 30 minutes to this man explain life and what you've been through and what you would like to share with so many people. So welcome again. So tell us, let's take us back. Your family came to Dallas, and what did they do? They started the department store, correct?
Yes, they did. My grandfather came to Dallas in 1890 or 89, and he and his brother started Volk Brothers.
Yes.
On Elm Street.
Yes.
And then in 1930, they built a six-story building that Volk Brothers occupied for many years, and they were such a retailing icon. People came from Mexico to get shoes that they couldn't find anywhere else.
Wow.
And it was a very successful business.
So your family, I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. Your family are forward thinkers, for sure. To have a six-story building in Dallas, I mean, that's a lot of forward thinkers, don't you think?
George Dahl designed that building and it was built in about 1930.
Right, right. Is it still there?
No.
No, it's not. What is existing there now? Are you aware?
It is the entire block where Volk Brothers was is now a bank and office building.
Right.
A single building that occupies the entire block.
Right, right. You know, you and I were talking before the show, Leonard, how much Dallas has changed. Can you believe it? I mean, can you believe the change? And does that change excite you?
Well, I notice it.
I don't look out the door, look the window, right?
It's like, no, it doesn't excite me. I am very alert to my surroundings, as you can imagine, from somebody who's an architect.
Right.
But I enjoy the city, but I'm not a great fan of Dallas as a place.
Okay. Okay. And this is your home, but yes.
It's my home.
It's your home.
And I see her flaws as well as her successes.
Exactly. And we've talked about that multiple times. And you know, if people are listening to this show, I want them to really, I know we are in Dallas now. I live in Fort Worth, and take your own city. You know, you and I were talking about the good and the bad.
Yeah.
With your photography, and we will get with that. But the good and the bad of your city and what you can do to make a change, right?
Yes. I encourage everybody to do what I did, become an active photographer, take pictures of stuff that you like, and also the stuff that you want to see fixed.
Right. Absolutely. So let's talk about photography. You went to two different fabulous universities, and then you went to Europe. Is that how Leonard Volk, the photographer, was born in Europe? You decided to start taking pictures, right?
I started taking pictures on the day after I got to Europe the first time, mm-hmm. and I bought a Leica camera, and immediately was a determined photographer.
Right, right.
Because I wanted to capture stuff that I cared about one way or the other.
Right.
The bad stuff as well as the good.
Exactly, exactly. So I have to point out, and if you're on YouTube, you can see this now. This is your book. It's called Every Day, and these are photographs by Leonard Volk, and there is some beautiful, interesting, I mean, fabulous photography throughout here. There's Dallas skyline, there's objects. I mean, this, in 1963, this beautiful, you're seeing the ocean here. I mean, you're just taking things that really spark interest, yeah. right? Not only interest with you, but now you have your book. We have your book. I have your book. Thank you so much, signed. But having this book that I'm interested in what you were thinking when you took this. You know, like what? This is a beautiful church.
I don't think I recognize and seize the moment.
Right, right. And just take it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think too much.
You don't?
No. And who you are determines what you care about.
Right, exactly.
And you follow what you care.
Right, exactly. About. Right. Well, I think this is beautiful. So tell us the first camera that you purchased.
I bought the simplest Leica camera the day after I got to Europe the first time. And I had like any kid, used a box camera or something as a kid, taking pictures of the family pets or if it snowed.
Right.
But I was not a photographer. When I got to Europe, the first thing I did was to buy a Leica camera, and I became an avid photographer. I wanted to capture the things that I cared about.
Right. You know what I'm seeing in this book?
Right.
Where I am? A lot of architecture.
Yeah.
A lot, because that's another passion of yours,
yeah.
of course. So seeing interesting objects and buildings are just all throughout this book. Y'all, you'll have to get this book every day. It's so absolutely fabulous. And I see black and white and color. Do you have a favorite black and white or color?
Photograph what you care about.
He just keeps saying that. I understand
it's like,
completely.
It's like black and white is yeah. good, color is good, be alert.
Yes.
And responsive.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I love that. Unlock style clarity like never before with the help of the SWB Agency, founded by stylist Bonnie Smith. They offer services both in person and online using their fully virtual platform. Here you learn to love your wardrobe again, develop your style, and shop curated pieces from your very own stylist. I've used the SWB Agency for years, and I cannot describe how great it is to have fully styled outfits. Available and ready in a snap. For more information, visit www.theswbagency.com. Again, that's www.theswbagency.com. Link is also included in the show notes. So after you went to Europe and came back, was your the career in architect, were you photographing at the same time? Did you integrate that at different times? You know what I'm saying? So were you doing both, basically, the architecture and the photography?
Not really. No, I was a an avid tourist.
Oh, you? Do you like to travel?
I love to travel. I was alert to all kinds of stuff, and I didn't become an architect because of the travel.
Right.
But it's like interest and responsiveness to architecture was part of the satisfaction in traveling.
Right, right. Can you pinpoint the most memorable object, person, place that you photograph? Is there one that just stands out?
No, truly I can't because there are so many.
Yeah.
There's so many and for different reasons.
Right.
So it's like I don't question. If I care about it, I take it.
Right, right. And I know your advice to a photographer. I was telling you before the show, I'm not a good photographer. I'm just not. I purchase a camera and I don't know what I'm doing. But you said to me, how do we know that? Who told me that, right? Yeah. If I think it's decent, right? But doesn't lighting and all of those objects come into play, or all those
photograph things that you find ugly as well as the things that turn you on?
Exactly.
Both ways.
Goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You grow as a person from those experiences.
Yes, we do. You know, and that's life, right? Life is growing it through experiences.
Yeah.
I told you when I started this podcast and this career, I'm a chef. That is my career. That's what I started doing and did that since I graduated TCU. And when the pandemic hit, I started doing social media and really loved it. But I started this show because I wanted to share the good and the bad of my life with people that were struggling, you know, and that maybe needed hope and not pretending to be something that I wasn't. You know what I mean? So sharing, and like you're saying, just like you photograph, the good and the bad. So sharing both, you know, that is life, right?
I would encourage anybody to, if they haven't already done so, buy a camera and take pictures of things that you love and also things that you want to see changed. Both are important.
And we need so much change in this world, a lot of change. And I love that advice. So I'm going to shift gears with you a little bit, okay? So I heard that you were a popular bachelor back in your day. You were quite the bachelor. And are you going to agree with me?
Yes, I was.
Let's hear it. Come on.
I went to the debutante parties and everything back in the day and had a great time.
You did?
Yeah.
So were a lot of people where did you go to high school?
Well, I went to Texas Country Day.
I did not realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went to Terrell School before that.
You did?
An even smaller school. And then I went to Andover, and from Andover I went to Yale.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the debutante parties. Take me back there. Okay, so you were invited to these parties. Was everyone invited, or just you were special because you were a good-looking bachelor?
Well, I can't really answer that because I wasn't making the list, but I think that they invited a broad list of the eligible bachelors in the time to come to the parties.
Right.
And so I was fortunate to be one of them.
So these parties, were they black tie, you wore a suit, were they all different? Because there were several parties, right?
Oh no, all different kinds of parties.
Okay.
Some of them were formal, but those were the debutante balls, the big ones.
Right.
And but mostly mostly they were not formal.
Can I ask, your wife is deceased. My mother is deceased. And can I ask if that's where you met your wife? And your wife's name is Nancy, right?
Well, gosh, now it's been so long, I can't remember when I met her first.
Right. But you were dating a roommate, right?
Another woman was a very good friend, and I dated the friend once or twice, and found that Nancy was the one that I really.
You really liked her.
That I really liked, and that was a difficulty.
Was it?
There was a difficulty because my Nancy was concerned because I had a date or two with her close friend.
That's a valid concern.
Yeah. No, truly, but it we survived it.
You survived. You survived.
And Nancy and I became a pair.
A pair. Right, right. So you wrote, I have a poems and limericks that you wrote to Nancy, letters that you wrote back and forth. And I'm not.
I had a hard time getting her to date me because I had had a date or two with her right. Good friend. And consequently, she was reluctant to go out with me. So that's the reason that there are all of these different ways to try to get my Nancy to date me.
So I'm going to read a few of these that your daughter Allison has shared with me. And one of them, you know, I live in Fort Worth, Leonard. So this one really came out to me because I'm really good friends with the Landcarts that owns Joe T. Garcia's now. Yeah. But you wrote, you're cordially invited to, and check one, please, is what you presented to Nancy. And one was safari to Jose Garcia Fried Frijole Factory and Tasty Toasted Tortilla Tavern in Old Fort Worth. That is awesome. I love that so much. And then this one. Night flight to Old Warsaw for Polish sausage. Love that. Okay, and then picnic to the Sheraton Ballroom. Hand holding on the back porch swing. Singing in Luann's Everlovin' Lounge. I bet y'all did a lot of those, didn't you? I know.
I was doing whatever I could to get Nancy to go out with me.
I love it. And then tour of the archaeological remains at Six Flags. The guide will point out all the hysterical points of interest. Leonard, you were quite the bachelor, I can tell. I love this. All on the evening of, and you gave your evenings. I just love this so much. So can you tell me, do you have any advice? You are in your 90s, correct?
95.
Okay. You're in your 95. A lot of people ask me, I'm happily married, very happily married. And people ask dating advice from their 20s. My daughter's here in the room with me, to 30s, to 40s, to 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. What would be your advice to anyone in the dating world? Anyone, because it's changed. I mean, obviously, you can still go to Joe T. Garcia's over in Fort Worth.
Well, I don't consider myself an expert on that kind of thing.
You're not really sure about that.
Really good one to give advice, but
when someone sees someone they're interested in,
yeah.
Do they write limericks like you do? Or you did?
Well, I doubt it. but
you're gonna text it, right?
Yeah. find your way.
Yeah.
Find a way that's appropriate for you and your would-be partner.
Exactly. Find your way. And if it's writing limericks, go for it, right?
Yes.
I love that. Okay. What many people, you know, of all ages, they all definitely struggle with loneliness.
Loneliness. Yeah.
How do you address loneliness?
I have very broad interests. And loneliness has never been a problem for me.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's like I'm interested in so many things. Choosing architecture bringing a whole world in, and that illustrates the point. It's not one thing,
right? It's not, yeah. You know, because I know a lot of people do struggle with loneliness. And I think we are in a society where we're all so busy, you know, and I think sometimes it's okay to be alone.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. But it sounds like you are staying active.
Yes.
You're staying busy, yeah. Right? Do you,
no.
I mean, just keep going, right?
I have wide interests.
Yes, you do.
And I don't ever remember being bored in my life.
Right.
I've always had things that I was interested in.
Yeah.
And exploring. I've traveled a lot.
Have you?
Because of that.
Right. Yeah.
My parents sent me to Europe, and the first time I went to Europe, I think I was over there for like 14 months. There was a going on from Finland to Spain.
Wow.
It was a wonderful experience.
Exactly.
And I would want it it's a great start.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. What's your legacy? What is your legacy to leave to your children and your friends and the people that love you?
Goodness, I could never... I can't answer that because I don't think about it that way.
Right.
I try to be a good friend. I have good friends. I love people, and I admire people.
Right. So, and you're admired too, right? A lot.
Well, I've been very, very fortunate that way, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like. I don't think of it that way.
Right.
I think of it as keeping up with people I care about.
Mm-hmm. Right. Having friends and yeah. family and keeping yes. in contact. Yeah. Right. And keeping in touch and keeping everyone's mind sharp.
Yeah.
And just keep, you know, doing what you love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would encourage people to do things that challenge them and cause them to do things that may be a little bit uncomfortable, like writing.
Ugh. Like, do you like to write?
Like writing.
Yeah.
That stretch yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Stretch yeah. yourself. See if you can, whether you're taking photographs or whether you're writing things, see if you can take things that other people know about too,
right?
Or would enjoy as well as yourself.
You know, that's a great piece of advice because when I get out of my comfort zone, I love to cook, you know. And when I get out of my comfort zone of something totally different, you know, it stretches my mind.
Yeah,
and I feel like even though I may fail, I still yeah. had the experience,
yeah.
right? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love that advice. That is wonderful advice.
When you're in school, I would encourage people to try new fields,
mm-hmm.
New challenges, because our world is so diverse, and there's so much to learn and so much to broaden your horizons.
There you go. Broaden your horizons. Well, you have been a joy, and I'm so pleased to meet you. And thank you for your time for coming up here today, because it just means the world to me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I adore your daughter. She is very special.
She is.
Very special. Allison Volk with Volk PR, and she's just a great friend. So we're all blessed to have her, just like you.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. Well, we're going to have in the show notes your fabulous book, and I think you have a book signing coming up pretty soon. And here again is the book Every Day. Did you write the foreword, and did you write
the... I wrote the book.
You did. You wrote the whole book, everything. So you like to write. You like to write?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Good, good. Well, I appreciate you, Leonard. I appreciate you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for joining us again today. And all of these notes and show notes are going to be in the show notes, of course. And we're on YouTube to watch this. And everyone, you know what I say every single week to you. Keep being fabulous.